fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Very few minutes, and the red eyes will clear. Red eyes. Some people are praying that pastor will close 5 minutes to six. Don't worry, when we get there, we'll not be fasting. When we get to be with our God, no more fasting. No fasting when we get there, no fasting. What are we fasting for? There'll be no need to fast. As we sing, let the rain fall. The rain that is falling is a rain of knowledge that opens you, grants you understanding. Amen. We have in our midst Brother Anayo from Gabon. Where are you there? Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Igbo man, we know they speak English well. Because he has lived his life in Gabon, 24 years in Gabon. You are welcome. Those of you who watch Rapture Watch is the one that always call me and we always argue. Please be seated just to greet you. He's always arguing with Pastor Olumide. Always arguing with Pastor Olumide. Did you say the prophet? The prophet said this. Are you now saying that you know better than the prophet? The prophet that revealed all the mysteries. But God caused me to say one thing today during the service that has just unlocked something for him. And I'm so happy. His eye just opens small. Wow. And when God wants, that shows he's sincere. He's working based on what he knows, the limit of what he knows. He's an evangelist, preaching William Branham instead of preaching Jesus Christ in Gabon. They know more about sermon book than scriptures, Bible. We are all like that now. Nobody knew this thing until Malachi. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the battle I'm facing now. Me and all of them are watching me. They are watching now. They are watching. They are watching wherever they are. They are following me closely, watching closely. And it's because I know they are watching, that's why I'm saying it the way I say it. I didn't know that he was in the church today. But God caused me to say something. Brethren, amen. So that people will not think I'm making it personal. It's because I was deceived. So I have to do everything to wash some things out of me. Nothing like Star Messenger, anything. Nothing like Star Messenger, anything. The Star Messenger that we have, his name is Jesus. The Bible call him in Malachi chapter 3, the messenger of the covenant. That's who Jesus is. He is the messenger of the covenant. There are two dispensations, law and grace. And each one came with a prophet. John 1:17.
For the law was given by Moses.
The law was given by who?
By Moses.
By Moses.
For grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Grace and truth, the grace came by who?
Jesus Christ.
Two dispensations, two prophets. Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus. Amen. Hebrew 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
By who?
By the prophets.
Uh-huh.
At in these last days spoken unto us by his son.
These last days, we're in the end time. End time means last days. And the end time, this end time, he spoke by who?
By his son.
He spoke by who?
By his son.
Spoke by Abraham, have you? Amen. They are attacking me. If I don't know that, me too, I can reply. Praise the Lord. Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound,
the mystery of God should be finished.
The mystery of God should be finished. Which mystery? It's the same mystery in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Read it from verse 6. 7, 8.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
It is in a mystery.
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
It's a hidden wisdom. That's why it's a mystery. God ordained it before the world.
Which none of the princes of this world knew.
If they had known it.
For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
That mystery is the mystery of how he will bring back fallen man back to himself. It is that mystery that Apostle Paul said, great is the mystery of godliness. In 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifested in the flesh. It's a great mystery. The person I was walking, they were slapping, he was hungry, was the creator of heavens and the earth. Great mystery. That the person that was hanging on the cross, that they were piercing and abusing anyhow, that he was our creator. And that's why 1 Corinthians 1:24 says Christ is who?
The wisdom.
He's the power wisdom of God. And what?
The power of God.
The wisdom to get back his people back to him. Hallelujah. That he lost in the Garden of Eden. And there is an agenda. Verse 4, First Revelation chapter 1.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come.
There's something I want you to hear there. Go ahead.
And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus
seven
Christ.
Seven spirits which are before his throne. Those seven spirits, they are the seven spirits at the opening of the seventh seal. Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 8, verse 2.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God.
Those the seven angels, they are the seven spirits. We see Revelation chapter 1. They are not seven stars, messengers. They are not. Let's read the Bible below. Read the Bible. Look. They are. And what did they say?
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God.
Yes.
And to them we are given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it to the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
And chapter 8, okay, verse 6. Listen very well.
And the seven angels, which are the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound.
Now, verse 7.
The first angel sounded.
Verse 8.
And the second angel sounded.
Verse 10.
And the third angel sounded.
Verse 12.
And the fourth angel sounded.
Chapter 9 and verse 1.
And the fifth angel sounded.
Verse 13.
And the sixth angel sounded.
Chapter 10, verse 7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
Go to chapter 11, verse 15. That is where you see it happen.
And the seventh angel sounded.
And what happened?
And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, who sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God
Remember
Almighty.
That in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. See it finished here.
We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in
and
the temple.
And if you read on, you can see, fulfilled to the letter. It's Revelation 11, verse 15. It's the seventh angel in Revelation 10, 7. Let nobody smuggle himself there. Malachi chapter 4. Verse 4. Malachi chapter 4.
Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children.
Go back again. Read that verse 4 again.
Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant.
Remember, who is he talking to?
The law of Moses, my servant.
Who is he talking to? Remember ye. Israel. Who?
Israel.
Israel. Gentile will now get law from Moses. So he's talking to the Jews. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in order for all Israel with the statutes and judgments.
Behold, I will send you.
Send who?
Israel.
Who is the you?
Israel.
Who is the you there?
Israel.
I'll send you, Israel, who?
Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 13 and verse 14.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come.
The Elijah that was prophesied that will come in Malachi chapter 4, John the Baptist, Jesus himself says so, that he is the Elijah that's prophesied. You people are saying it's Abraham. Matthew 17 from verse 10. After the transfiguration.
And his disciples asked him.
After the transfiguration. At the transfiguration. They saw Moses and Elijah stand before Christ. They saw him in his glorified estate. And they asked verse 10.
And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first
why
come?
Then did they, and what's he, which scripture is he referring to?
Malachi 4.
Malachi 4.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come.
Elijah shall come exactly as it is written.
And
it is correct. Elijah must come and restore things. It is what you people, what your scribe was telling you is correct. But
I say unto you that Elijah is come
that
already.
That thing that they are saying we call is fulfilled already.
And
Elijah has come already.
And they knew him not.
They didn't know him.
But have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer.
Why did he say likewise also the Son of Man? Because even concerning the Son of Man, Moses prophesied in Deuteronomy 18 that he will come. Did they recognize him? The same thing, Elijah will come. They didn't recognize him. They did whatsoever. That's the same thing they will do to him because they are blind. Jesus said Elijah has come. You people say, why we come for the Gentile? Where did they mention Gentile there?
Then the disciples understood.
They understood that what?
That he spake unto them of John the Baptist.
In the light of further revelation. Praise the Lord. If you will receive it. If you will receive it. If you will receive it. If you receive it. Do you know that now they don't read the Bible again? The sermon books they are reading. Put the Bible aside. We don't need the Bible again. I have heard a preacher say so. Now. And now you confirm that is the problem in Gabon now. They don't read the Bible again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't be deceived. I showed Ananias two scriptures. And it's still applicable now, even among the denominations. Two key words. Let me show you. In Matthew 24, verse 24.
For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
This is Jesus talking. What would they use to deceive? If it is possible, they may even deceive the very elect.
They shall show great signs and wonders.
Now, but look at the signs of an apostle that Apostle Paul gave. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Hear what he told the Corinthian church.
Truly the signs of an apostle we are wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
And you know, it's necessary I say this before we chop bread and it's very necessary. I am in a mission to recover the bride of Jesus Christ from error. See, the key word there is rot and show. Apostle Paul said the sign of an apostle were rot. In mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. That is, everybody saw it. Everybody, you say, you can see, you can confirm. That is the word rot. But the false prophet will show. What is the difference? Joy, do you hear me? God bless you. Do you have pepper spread here? Spread in your eye. So busy, sleep can never come. I'm helping you. If I put pepper for your eyes, help. I'm helping you. So that you'll be awake. That is what all this big Jew, big apostle, that is what the trick they are using. And the people are really thinking that they are men of God. Somebody will just come and, oh my. Last night, Jeremiah, Isaiah, they came to my room. We had a long meeting with them. And your pastor, they visit you. Talk less of supernatural. Great men of the Bible, come and you must be great. 24 elders visited, we had a meeting, and this is what they told me. Then you use that and say it's a great man of God. You know that there, you know Siamo. I was traveling, and one woman came. I say, oh, Pastor Moses, oh, Hey, my problem is solved. Please accept this $10,000. And she left. I didn't say anything. I was looking at her. 1 year after, I traveled in a crusade in Umunze. And a woman came to me and reminded me, I am that woman that gave you 10,000. For 30 years, I was looking for fruit of the womb. When I gave you that, when I went back, I got pregnant the next day. This is the baby. And the people, wow, this man is anointed. No, be the woman, they give the testimony on her, he they give her more. And they said, they called me, I was in a crusade. You heard that one. We didn't hear them. And they say, one sister that sing a lot in the choir, they say she died at Ibadan. We were in the choir. He said, no, it can't happen. And he decided to go to, from choir came to Ibadan to see her. But she don't die past 5 days. So when he went there, he said, no. He said, worker in my ministry. He can't die. Tell everybody to leave the room. When they challenge God. He said, came back to life. Not be the woman they give, or not be the relation they give, or nothing they give.
Show us more.
That is what they are doing. That is the show. That is. And I, that is all we knew about William Branham. I was baptizing the 13th verse, 17th verse, 17 or 20, 1933, Ohio River. Firelight came down everywhere. The voice spoke as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first. So are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming? Thousands and thousands of people were by the riverside. Newspapers carried it everywhere. They have been looking for the newspaper report. Till now, they never see it. They have been asking who was by the riverside when it happened. Please come and give us testimony. One single person know it. Not talk God outside. When you see me, they talk with them, they talk now. But Pastor, you were preaching it before, and I'm vomiting it out now.
Our eyes are open.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know why I'm saying this? They've been attacking me up and down everywhere. That is evidence they are not of God. God, it is always error that fights truth. Truth. When they slap you here, you turn here, they slap you. It's Cain that fight. Went to Ghana. They were planning to kill me. They had to arrange a police to escort me till we come. Olumide, we were together.
True, sir.
We went together for ministers' conference.
Very true. Very correct.
Are they Christians? They come and see their platform. There's one platform I am in. But you are a serpent seed. Moses, you are a serpent seed. You something you stood for before. And the same thing that you are now fighting what brought you, what saved you. You are fighting it. You are this. And I replied to them there. I say, hey, memory lane. How Catholics called Luther when he found the truth. I said, but he left, didn't turn back. I said, many more will follow me. Their eye will open. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the light. is the bearing from earth to glory. I told you, Anayo. God was giving you a sign. No, go and think very well. He came here with problem on your knees. Correct? Today. Eh? Did they pray for him? They were still making discernment. Eh? Prophet Benjamin was still discerning him. Eh? You were discerning. Did you lay hand on his leg? Uh-huh.
To me, I have a sign in my two nails. He said there is somebody here that is having pains and he wants to heal him. And the young man jumped out and I lay hand on him. What he could not do for 6 years, he began to jump.
It's a sign, no? It's a sign. Because he carried Abraham for his head, the past Abraham, Joseph Abraham. So there, I block him for my phone. You know, sir, I block you.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Remember, you called me. You wanted a counsel.
Yes, pastor.
You said, please, you want a counsel about one problem or the other. I told you I cannot help you because I don't have a quote.
Yes, sir.
Now, Bible I have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Because if you don't quote the Abraham, say, they're not going to listen to you. I said, so I can't help you. Call another person, not be me. Yes. From Gabon, not me and him. Praise the Lord. This heaven, don't let anybody take you away from the path to heaven. Don't do that. Don't allow it. Not even bride. And something I was hearing somebody was doing in the church. And I told the person that came, from which church was he came? I said, if I try that in this church, I said, the next Sunday I come, nobody will come to church. I said, their eye opened until they can challenge me. And that is how a true church should be. If tomorrow, one spirit come possess me, I begin to talk nonsense against the Bible, and you remain here, you are ordained to follow me to hell. Carry your Bible and go. Pastor, if you won't go, go in down me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't talk, finish. Don't chop bread, Abby. Before you chop bread, wait. Genesis 1, 27 and 28.
So God created man in his own image.
27 and 28, Shile.
And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them,
that's why I'm going.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Again.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Again.
Be fruitful and multiply.
The ability to be fruitful and multiply and replenish will only be made possible by an empowerment. It is a commandment, oh, that we should be fruitful and multiply. Fruitfulness and multiplication is evidence of life. It's evidence of life. Sterility is evidence of death. When you are sterile. The commandment was given, man misbehaved, God wiped the whole world with water and decided to start with one man. Noah, chapter 9, Genesis, verse 1, he repeated it there.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish
the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. The commission he gave Adam, Adam failed, is repeated to Noah. And all of us are supposed to be also be fruitful. And fruit is a product of a seed that has been planted. When you receive the seed of the word of God, that seed that you planted is supposed to multiply itself. That it multiplies itself is the evidence that you are fruitful. If the seed you planted cannot reproduce itself, cannot multiply, reproduce itself, you are not fruitful. And I have two or three areas we are supposed to be fruitful on. We are supposed to be fruitful in godly character. Otherwise, known as the stature of perfection. You grow in the stature. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. Listen very carefully.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
You are going to be partaker of the divine nature of God.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
Your faith that you say you are a Christian, that you confess, tell everybody now I'm a Christian. That is your faith. You are not a Muslim, you are a Christian. That faith, because we receive salvation by faith, that faith that made you to become a Christian, add to it. That is the fruit. You see it being multiplied, it will multiply. You are not to remove one, you are to add. Not only one fruit, fruits, add to it. Virtue.
And to virtue, knowledge.
Knowledge.
And to knowledge, temperance.
Temperance.
And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity.
Go ahead.
If these things be in you and abound.
If these things be in you and abound.
They make you that ye shall neither be barren
you
nor
can't
unfruitful.
Be barren. You can't be unfruitful.
In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus
what
Christ.
What is the evidence that you know Jesus? This will be the evidence. How does it profit you if you know Jesus? Only by head knowledge. It does not lead you to receive him. And what is the evidence that you are receiving him? The church you attend, the position you occupy in the church, these are the fruits that you bear. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit
if
is
you
love,
have received the Holy Ghost, there will be the fruit of that Spirit you have received.
Love.
These
joy.
Are the fruits. Go ahead.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Mm-hmm. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. Why? Matthew 12, verse 33, 34, 35.
Oh, 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt.
Why?
For the tree is known by its fruit.
A tree is known by its fruit.
O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
Listen, and that came about when they were blaspheming the Holy Ghost. When they were calling him all manner of names, that is what produced that. If you're of God, you will see God, you will know now. But your own case, you even know that I am of God. For one of you, once he came by night, I said, we know that you're a teacher, come from God. For no man can do this except God is with the person. But because of jealousy is evidence of death, because jealousy is a poison in your body. Hatred is a virus. And all the nonsense that goes on. They know that it's of God. But because attention is shifting away from them. When this ministry started, the inter-message churches that started before me, because they were not seeing the manifestation of the Spirit in their churches. And their members will be asking them, but brother, who was here with us? He was part of us, and he started the church. And now, see, things are happening there. Amen. They were preaching me in their, I'm talking of the first year of this ministry, in their pulpits, everywhere. They say he went to TB Joshua to get power. They say he went to Sele, they buried him inside coffee. You are aware, some of you, the old members, you are aware. They say he go get water, wash their hand, their eye. Watch their face. That's why they are seeing a vision. They say, I normally call you people and promise you money to prophesy. Then you will prophesy, then I give you money. Nothing they didn't say. When I had the opportunity to talk in one of their conventions, I said, this is what I heard that you, some of you are saying. I said, all you are saying is that it's confirming that I have a grace, I have a power. Your problem is you don't know whether it is genuine or not. I said, when you say this, I look for, I said, I get anointing. No? The anointing is confusing them. And then I quote the same William Branham back to them. The William Branham made a statement. He said, those nine gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 must be operational in every living church. He said, if it is not operational, he said, something is wrong with that church. And now you're confirmed. You have read it. Oh, it's my colleague. Sorry, you will have been sitting down here. But, no, they want to hear you. Am I quoting your prophet?
Yes, sir.
He says so.
Yes, sir.
In your church in Gabon, are the gifts there?
Nothing.
So what are you sitting there? That means you don't even believe the prophet. If you believe it, you will leave that church. If you believe it, you won't be in that church. There's no life there. William Branham himself, he said it. Although it's William Branham that you people will believe, but actually it's the Bible that said it. This sign shall follow them that believe. If the signs are not there, you're a social gathering or a cult. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And for the false prophet, this is how you identify them. Matthew 7, verse 15 to verse 20.
Beware of false prophets,
yes,
which come to you in sheep's clothing,
uh-huh,
but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Uh-huh.
Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns?
Be fruitful, but there are different types of fruits. A tree is known by her I'm talking about fruit of the Spirit. You will manifest the fruit of the Spirit if the seed that you receive, the true word of God, by the Spirit, if you have received the Holy Ghost, you are not a Christian till you, I hope people know it. I bet, tell your neighbor, do you have the Holy Ghost? If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not a Christian. No? Check. You can be anointed and not have the Spirit of Christ too. So how do we know? Anointed brother, anointed sister. By the gift.
By the fruit.
By the anointing.
By their fruit.
By the fire.
By their
fruit. By the shouting.
By
the falling down.
By their fruit.
By what?
By their fruits.
And you know, none of these fruit fall anybody down. Praise the Lord. You know, that sister in Ghana, I was giving me testimony when we went to Ghana. She said that she came here looking for fruit of the after marrying for how many years? How many years, Samarachi? You know the sister. 5 years married. Looking for fruit of the womb, so she and the husband, they traveled, they came here during other family deliverance or so. Is it family deliverance or so? And she said, June camp. Okay.
Yes, sir.
June. And she said, she came to me for prayers. And when I prayed, he said, anointing, carry him, carry him, carry him. He said, when she recovered, he said, she put her hand in her stomach. She said, shall you hear? Say, Pastor Moses, say, if you pray for fruit of the womb, you can't fall down. If I stand up and I don't get belay, which spirit push me? For what purpose? There are people that are listening to my sermons. He said, therefore, carry belay, carry Beleo. That was her prayer. If not, what did throw me down? I said, anything hindering conception, out. Oh yeah, receive your baby. You thought that it must be baby, oh. If not, what did they push you? I saw play, oh. When we got there, she said 5 months pregnancy, and I'm so. Amen. There are two reasons, or three reasons, why you fall under anointing. Number one is that you are very sensitive to the things of your spirit, contacts the supernatural, and they react. You are the type that are kept in the church. For we know they see, know they contact, we know they fall under anointing. Now you will go take note, say, he's around. It's a sign. You are kept in the church for us today. It's a sign. When we see you fall down, we say, ah, Baba, answer. The second reason is that you are not yielding for the Holy Ghost to finish his work on you. A compelling anointing is upon you. The day you yield, until they will even change some people. But once you say, okay, have your way, and you mean it, you're not going to fall again. The third one is that you are possessed. The demon no one go. So which fall did they fall? You ask yourself. Praise the Lord. You say, what if you are receiving a blessing? Which scripture says if you want to receive blessing, you go fall down? The truth is that if you are receiving a blessing, if you are light in the spirit, you will react. When the angel coming to do that job, even the angel passing by, you will fall under anointing. This mortal body cannot resist the presence of the supernatural. It will react. Some people think that they are possessed. They are not possessed. You must, if not, you'll be calling Holy Ghost devil. Be very careful. So, hey, we are not going to fall again now. If not you, the fake am, better stop. But if not the Holy Ghost, you can't say, I'm not going to fall again. Lie, you can't stop it. Are you stronger than him? You are not the one doing it. But say, ordinary shake hand with you. You go, take back that. See Benjamin. I want to pray for him. I'm ready to run back. Light in the spirit contact the supernatural very easily, especially those who operate the prophetic and those who have the healing gift. Those who conduct deliverance, then, I mean, we, when they conduct deliverance, we know they fall. We're going to look you. The supernatural, if I fall, then who will continue? We, when they do deliver, we know they fall. You don't ever see me fall. I'm going to try to push me. You can't even succeed. I'll push you back. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, be fruitful. Take three people, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful. The area that you are supposed to be fruitful, and this is very serious, is in the operation of the gift, the talent that is given to you. This is the way Apostle Paul put it, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, 1 Corinthians
but
chapter 12.
The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with
it. To profit with it. Be fruitful. It is given to you to be fruitful. Use it and win souls into the kingdom. Every gift you have makes it easier for you to win souls. You have the gift of the word of knowledge. You are praying for somebody. You will see vision. And the person will know God is here. You see, my precious brother Anayo, with that healing alone, your eye opened.